Hey everybody, Josh Peck here, excited to talk to you again today. Are the 10 plagues reappearing today? This is something that we've talked briefly about, but there's been some new information that has come out, and something about the plague of the firstborn that we discussed earlier, I actually think there might be a simpler answer to it. Now, of course, since we're talking about prophecy, there's many different ways to look at it, and there are multiple interpretations that it could end up playing out, so it's a good idea to look at the interpretations that fall in line with scripture. There might be a simpler way to understand the plague of the firstborn in modern days, and it is absolutely tragic. So we're going to talk about that. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please make sure you subscribe to this channel. Make sure you click on the bell for notifications. And just in case YouTube does not notify you, it might not, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com every day, or just keep checking this YouTube channel every day. You are always going to get new content, fresh content, and that happens every day. So you'll always get new videos. Okay, so are the 10 plagues reappearing today? Now, thankfully, Breaking Israel News has reported on this and several times, but there's been some new developments that I think are we should look at. So Psalm 135, 9 says, "He sent signs and portents against Egypt, against Pharaoh, and against all his servants." So there's been a recent wave of four biblical plagues that, maybe even five, that has many wondering if the remaining six are about to strike, since, according to Jewish tradition at least, all of the plagues that struck Egypt will appear before the final redemption. And as we've talked about on this channel, you know, one way that you could look at it as a Christian is to say, well, you do sort of see a repeat of the 10 plagues in the book of Revelation. And what seems to happen with prophecy is before the final prophecy, before the actual prophecy is fulfilled, you get a lot of birth pangs. You get a lot of tremors before the big reveal, right? So if we believe that the book of Revelation is at least partly literal, and that these plagues are actually going to happen, these judgments are actually going to occur, I certainly believe that, then we should expect there to be some birth pangs along the way that lead up to that. And we might be seeing that now. So let's look at the first plague, water to blood. So Exodus 7:20 says, "Moses and Aaron did as the Lord commanded in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. He lifted up the staff and struck the water in the Nile, and all the water in the Nile turned to blood." So more than any of the plagues that followed, the sight of crimson water has been deeply embedded in the collective unconscious, and it's readily associated with the Exodus. Now, we also see that a lot happening in the book of Revelation. Does it mean that it's literal blood? We don't know, but the idea of the water turning to blood could just mean that it's turning red and it looks like blood, but it doesn't mean that it literally has to be blood. It might, but there's other ways to look at it. Now, although Pharaoh's necromancers were able to duplicate Aaron's feet here, the sight of the Nile, the Nile god turning to blood, gave the Egyptians a taste of things to come. So earlier this month, several cases of rivers turning blood red were reported in different spots around the world, kicking off the new year with Exodus apparitions. So there was a plague of blood rivers suddenly appearing in multiple locations. There was pictures of it. Actually, here I can show you one in case you haven't seen it. There's one, so that's pretty dramatic, but it absolutely happened. So It's something we need to look at. So rivers, water turning to blood. The seventh plague, hail, Exodus 9:22. So God says to Moses, "Hold out your arm towards the sky that hail may fall on all the land of Egypt, upon man and beast and all the grasses of the field in the land of Egypt." So last year ended with hail showing up in unexpected locations. So Saudi Arabia was hit by baseball-sized ice balls covering the sandy deserts. A short but intense hailstorm in Swaziland, South Africa, had killed a herd of cows. Even more shocking was the biblical mixture of fire and ice that struck in Australia, as ice storms were accompanied by lightning and lightning that set bushes and things on fire. So very, very strange. The eighth plague, locusts. We have seen that recently. We've done a couple of Peck reports on it now. We've done one main one that has, I think, something like 80 or 90,000 views now. So that's good that we're getting the word out there. We need to keep sharing these videos. But Exodus 10:15 says, they covered the face of the whole land so that the land was darkened, and they ate the plants in the land and all the fruit of the trees, and that the hail had left, not a green thing remained, neither tree nor plant of the field through all the land of Egypt. Again, that is Exodus 10:15. Now, clearly we see a repeat of at least a type of event like that happening in the book of Revelation. We learn about these fallen cherubim that are described as locusts, but in the Revelation version, they don't hurt the land. They don't eat plants and stuff. They torment human beings. So the plague of locusts, the plague of physical locusts, could be harbingers towards that terrible judgment on the earth. So, this just happened a couple weeks ago, but Saudi Arabia suffered, and I believe is still suffering, a massive infestation of bugs, most notably locusts. So in a case of divine irony, these bugs arrived in time for the weekly Torah reading that described their role in the exodus of the Jews from Egypt. Very strange timing. Though many natural causes were blamed for the insects' appearance, images of the floor of the great mosque in Mecca covered in dead locusts evoked biblical connotations. And just in case that if you haven't seen this, take a look at this. Here's a couple of images of it. There's plenty of footage and everything online, but here's a picture of just how bad this has gotten, and I believe it got even worse after that. So we can look at that plague. Now, in plague of darkness, the ninth plague, Exodus 10:21 says, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the heaven, and there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, a darkness to be felt. So a total solar eclipse that traversed the continental U.S. in August of 2017 ushered in one of the most catastrophic hurricane seasons in the nation's history. And the country will not see another total solar eclipse until now. Breaking Israel News says April 2024, but what I found out was there's actually one coming in 2019 on July 2nd, total solar eclipse. And we've done a video on that and showed documentation for that. But on January 21st, a lunar eclipse with grave spiritual significance that we've covered in other videos, and we'll continue. That's going to pass over the country. So January, I think it's the 20th and the 21st, but in the 21st predominantly, that's going to pass over the country. Now, if you haven't seen a picture of what happened in 2017, in August of 2017, take a look at this. So you have a blood moon over the nation here. Very ominous. And what could it mean? All right, so last but not least, the 10th plague, death of the firstborn. At midnight, this is Exodus 12:29. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who is in the dungeon, to all the firstborn of the livestock. Now, we talked about the possibility that this might have something to do with CRISPR-Cas9 and genetic editing. So Breaking Israel News says it may be that the most dreadful 10th plague is reappearing, or at least one disturbing aspect of it. In a recent article concerning the messianic implications of do-it-yourself DNA testing, it was revealed that 20-30% of paternity tests reveal that the man doing the test is not the father of the child they are testing. Rabbi Berger saw this as an aspect of the redemption that was witnessed in the Exodus from Egypt. He noted that his technology-aided revelation of widespread infidelity closely resembles what was seen in Egypt just prior to the Exodus of the Hebrews. He noted that according to Jewish tradition, all of the plagues of Egypt would be revisited before the Messiah. So Rabbi Berger explained, quote, during the plague of the death of the firstborn, there were households with one father and one mother in which several or all of the children would die. That was because they were all firstborns to different fathers, end quote. I still think that's a possibility, but there might be something simpler and actually a lot more tragic that somebody left in a comment section. What about abortion? Abortion usually occurs to the firstborn, but if you think about it, even women that have multiple abortions, those are all supposed to be the firstborn. So if a woman gets pregnant for the very first time, this is supposed to be the firstborn child, right? If the woman kills the baby, then that child is never born. So the next time she gets pregnant, that is now supposed to be the firstborn child. But the women that keep having abortion after abortion, this might be the plague of the firstborn. I mean, this happens all across the country. And think about who is spared from this. It's people who are obedient to God and they don't get abortions. You know, it's people and that's what we saw in the plagues of Egypt. Those who were obedient to God and did the blood on the doorposts. Those who were obedient to God, it wasn't that it was, you know, only the Hebrews and only the Egyptians. I mean, look, anybody that put blood on the doorpost, the angel of death would pass them by. So if you're obedient to God and do what he says, whether you're a Christian or not, you're not subject to this plague. But the difference is today, this plague of the firstborn to those who it's happening to or those who are doing it, human beings are causing it. And they're celebrating it. We live in a culture that celebrates the death of millions upon millions upon millions of babies. It's absolutely sick. If there is ever a plague of the death of the firstborn in modern day, I can't see what else it could possibly be. I mean, yes, it could be this genetic thing. And maybe in Revelation, it's going to be something like that, a worldwide disease that takes out the firstborn. I don't know. But if it's repeating today, I would say, you know, we don't have to wait till the plague of the death of the firstborn. It's been happening for quite some time, and I fear that it's going to continue happening. So are the 10 plagues being repeated today? I would say that you could make that case. Are they going to keep being repeated? We'll have to wait and see. You know, right here, we will be reporting on it as much as possible. As often as prophecy is being fulfilled, we're going to report on it. Now, I want to know what you think. What you think about the return of the 10 plagues? Is that occurring right now? Are these, you know, what really worries me is if all of these are just ripples to what's going to happen. What about the abortion epidemic? What about the plague of the death of the firstborn in terms of abortion? Because I can't imagine how much worse can it get. You know, if that is just a birth pang or just a ripple for what's going to happen in the future, how bad is it going to get? We need to repent. I'm not saying we as in not you guys, but I'm just saying that we as a nation, just we as the human race, just we as a people need to repent and turn back to God. Anyway, I would like to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. And if you haven't had a chance to do so already, please subscribe. Please comment on this channel. Share this video. Click the bell for notifications. And I would like to invite you to the Hear the Watchman conference. It's gonna be a blast. We're gonna talk about some deep biblical truths, deep biblical things. But there's some amazing speakers. You can go to hearthewatchmen.com to get your tickets, or you can click on the link in the description below. I put a link in there. And if you use the promo code Josh20, you can get $20 off your tickets. So make sure you do that, and it'll be a blast. I can't wait to meet some of you. So all that being said, thank you so much. This has been Peck Report. Till next time, take care and God bless.